Hello everyone, this is my Endless Runner video. Today I'll be covering a game, like I said, called Endless Runner. I think it was made by a developer called Mason Armstrong. His site is www.masonasons.me, and in that I believe you can find all his games. Today I'll be covering Endless Runner. It's a simple, like the name indicates, it's a simple endless runner game, and it is free. Now, if you pay, you will get more features like a scoreboard, but it depends. Many people are, you know, think that paying for a scoreboard means that the demo people or the demo version hardly gets much of anything, which I agree with that kind of feeling, because scoreboard is, this is a simple arcade game, and scoreboard is really, really useful. I agree with that, but honestly, it's a surprisingly fun game, even without the scoreboard. And it's only $5, I believe, or something like that. So it doesn't really, it's not really too much of a problem.
Folder view list. Games shortcut 26 of 79. Games window. Tree view. E. Items view list. Endless Runner 23 of 128.
No, I believe this is a screen reader. It's like an auto-detect thing.
Runner.exe 8 of 11.
As soon as I get the game open, I'll just explain a bit more.
Runner. Endless Runner version 0. Play. Speech mode off.
Yes, it does. Oops, and I think I'm wearing my earphones wrong. Hang on. Okay, that's better. I was wearing them wrong.
Speech mode B. Speech. Endless. Register. Options. Stat. Learn.
Okay. So I'll go to the main menu first. There is music. But the music is off by default, I believe. So. It's okay music. I like the runner music a lot more. I'll show you.
Learn. Play.
Play.
Learn game sounds.
I will go into this.
Stats.
Stats.
Options.
Options.
Register.
I have registered.
Endless. Exit. Endless Runner has been ran a total of 1,538 times.
Okay.
Exit. Options.
Stack. I will first go to the Learn Game Sounds menu.
Learn Game Sounds menu. Press left and right.
Right here, I'll pause this here and I'll explain about the game a bit more. It's an endless runner game in which, for whatever reason, you're drinking into your head to run. You keep speeding up the more you run. Now there are pits which you have to jump and obstacles which you have to avoid. There are also doors. This is something unique. I don't think any runner ever did this. There are doors which you'll have to open, and you'll have to align yourself with the door handle and open the door, or else you'll hit it. Now there are switches which you have to press before the doors. The switches unlock the doors. If you don't press the switches, you won't be able to unlock the door. So, okay.
Five or less steps away from it.
Come on. Let me start from the beginning. And yes, the menu pan, which is a very useful
thing. Dialogue opens.
So this is when a dialogue opens.
Runner main menu.
Oh, what? Play. Oh.
Learn game sounds.
Oh, no.
Dialogue opens.
How do you use space, not enter?
Space.
Is that, or is that not copied from Minefield?
Space. A dialogue closes. Space.
Anyways.
Space.
That's when a dialogue closes.
The dialogue continues. Space. 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 You fall off the platform, either off the edge or in a pit.
Right.
Space. Yeah. A dialogue continues.
I will have to mention one thing though. The platform does have an edge. So if you go too far to the left or too far to the right, you will fall.
You. Canyon.
This is a canyon.
Space.
It sounds more like a river, not a canyon.
Huge canyon.
Okay.
Space.
I absolutely love this sound. Sounds so. Just sounds just right. Huge canyons, I'll get into in a moment.
Pit. Space.
Okay, pits. Wait, hold
Huge
on
canyon.
A moment. Hold on a moment. That's weird. The pit sound has birds in the background. Listen.
Pit. Space.
See, birds. What in the widest world are birds doing in a pit sound? Anyway.
A switch for a door. Space.
Yeah, this is
space.
A switch I was mentioning. You can play this fast as you want it. Okay.
Space. Door. Space.
Sounds weird. Does it fast?
Space.
That's a door.
Item. Space.
That's an item.
Successfully pass an obstacle. Space.
So you successfully pass an obstacle.
Near the edge. Space.
This is near the edge of the platform, not near the edge of a pit.
Space. Near the center. Space.
So when you're in the center, I like to be near the center.
5 or less steps away from a drop. Space.
Now this sound is a bit of an explanation. This sound plays from lower to higher, and the closer you are to the pit, the higher the sound gets. Like na 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 na. Ooh, that's how it sounds if you fall in.
5 or less steps away from an impassable item. Space.
This is the same except for an obstacle. And no, this does not work for doors. Or this
space.
Does not play for doors.
Runner main menu. Play.
Okay, now I have to explain a few things. I forgot to go through the options.
Options meant do not play step sounds.
Okay, this is something which I would never turn on in my life unless I want a really hard challenge.
Automatically post eligible scores to scoreboard.
No, that's for registered users.
Do not automatically skip the majority of the death sequence.
The death sequence is quite alarming. I want that off. I mean,
play logo on startup.
Oh, you can also have a logo.
Go back. Runner make. Learn stats.
I will do just one more thing before
stats
I
menu.
Play.
You've spent a total of 8 minutes, 51 seconds playing the game.
What is a bug?
Steps. You've spent a total of 8 minutes, 51
I've
seconds
playing
the game.
I've definitely spent a lot. Oh, that's the gameplay count, not how long I have the game open. Okay. But that's still a bug. I've definitely played Endless Runner a lot more than that.
Steps taken, 33,014.
See, how can you take 33,014 steps in
you
8 minutes, 51
minutes,
seconds?
51 seconds. You've swung your hand 1,585 times.
Okay, I'll talk about swinging hands in a moment.
Door switch is pressed. 33.
Okay.
Doors open. 45.
I've opened more doors than I've pressed switches because in easy difficulty, you don't need to press switches.
Items taken. 178.
Whoa.
Times jumped. 344.
Whoa.
Successfully passed obstacles. 338.
Whoa.
Deaths. 107.
Oops.
Blasters used. 13.
Blasters.
Points earned. 266.
Wow.
Copy stats to clipboard. Go back.
No, I don't want to copy them to clipboard. That's useful that you can.
Runner make play.
Okay, now I really need to somehow figure out explaining. So when you start the game, you start running in the center of this platform. I guess you can think of it as a platform in the air floating, and it's an endless length platform. It's an unstable platform, so it collapses into pits sometimes. Or it collapses a bit and forms pits sometimes. Now, if you take too many, this is something which is kind of odd. It talks about turning as though you turn, but you don't turn. I think of it as you sidestepping, because if you turn left, you don't keep walking closer and closer to the left edge. So, yeah, it's not a first person game, thank God. Runners have no business being first person, in my opinion. At least runners in which you can fall off edges. Now the documentation is unfortunately not very good. It explains the keys, but it just doesn't explain some of the concepts, which is sad. He has a problem with his readmes. Doom Hunter, which is another game made by him, also does this exact same thing. If it hadn't been that, I'd watch YouTube videos on Doom Hunter. Anyway, this is not a Doom Hunter thing, but yeah. So I will be explaining as many sounds as I can. Now, pits are a bit of different thing because canyons are all the length of the platform, or all the width of the platform. So you can't move left or right to avoid a canyon. But pits, you can either jump over pits or you can move left or right to avoid pits. I prefer jumping, to be honest. I always like to stay in the center in this game. If you press F, you swing your hand and to interact with an item, pick up an item, press a switch, open a door, you have to swing your hand when you're close enough to it. And swinging your hand sounds like you're swinging a stick through the air. But, so left and right arrow keys, turn left and right, up arrow, jump, that kind of thing. And items can can be anything from speed ups to slowdowns to more jump time to many, many items, to pit spawns, good and bad. Now, one thing about this game is that you will appreciate slowdowns more than you appreciate speed ups in this game. Slowdowns give you more time to calculate jumping over a pit and everything. Speed ups actually make things harder. So whenever you get an item, you pray for a slowdown. Sometimes it might be a good strategy to miss items on purpose, because if you're in a bad situation. One more thing is that...
Select your difficulty. Easy.
Okay, difficulties. Easy.
Medium.
Medium.
Hard.
Now, I heard there's also chaos for registered users.
Random.
And random. Random, of course, randomly chooses, but... hard is something you need to talk about. In hard, there is large canyons, which you saw in the Learn Game Sounds menu. For these, you have to jump, I believe, onto a rope. So you have to center the rope and you have to jump. Trust me, this is hard.
Hard.
I'll medium. Go with normal, I think.
Easy. Medium.
Medium. And I will... The reason I've been keeping the music on is because I like the runner music. Just in terms. Listen. Where is it going to? Oh, there it is. Oh, switch!
F, F, F.
I hope I pressed it. I should turn.
F, 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 F.
Whoa.
F, 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 F.
My luck.
F, F.
Hold on.
Speech mode off.
Okay, that's better.
Slow down.
Nice. Okay, that was a canyon and I just jumped when I played that sound. Now, sometimes you need to be less than 5 steps. Oh, what is there? Pause. Yes, there is. Good. Now, you need to be less than 5 steps from the edge of a pit to jump, from the edge of a canyon to jump sometimes. So, I always wait till I'm like 2 steps away just for safety. Because nothing feels worse than jumping too early and falling into a canyon when you've been surviving for a very long time. Now I just forgot to mention
speech
something.
Mode
so if I
speech mode talk, game paused. Press space to enter the store.
Okay, the store. Now the store is where you can spend coins which you earn. You earn coins by playing games well. You can only buy blasters. Maybe registered users have more, I don't know. Like I said, the documentation is kind of leaves a lot to be desired. Which is no offense to the developer, by the way. It's just the documentation is a bit hard to understand as a player, I'm saying. So I hope the developer isn't upset by my comments about the documentation. I never mean it to be like that. I hope no one else is upset too. My opinion is that the documentation could have been loads better than it was.
Shop menu.
Oops. Oh.
You have 66 coins.
Okay, I'll show you.
Anyway. Buy sparingly, as items bought do not save. Space.
Oh. Yeah. That.
Buy a blaster for...
That's all this is. Buy a blaster for 100 coins. Now, blasters, what they do is they throw you 50 squares back when you use them. Problem is, if there's accidentally a pit 50 squares back, you're gone. I don't find these useful, but that's just me.
Pause mode. Press space to enter the store or P to unpause.
Still, I can. Oh, you can't. You can't turn on the music when you pause.
Speech mode off.
I'll turn speech mode back off.
Speed up.
Oh god, no.
Speed up.
Uh-oh. I'm going too fast. No!
Speech mode. Speak. You died by falling into a pit or canyon at 20,448
a pit or
with a
canyon.
Confidence level of 29 and 120
confidence.
Points.
Confidence.
You survived
is your
for
speed.
1 minute, 15 seconds. You get 4 points for this run for a total of 70. Runner main right. Menu. Play.
Right.
Speech mode off.
Okay, play again. Just hold on 1 second. అమ్మా నువ్వు కొంచెం చిన్నగా మాట్లాడమ్మా అమ్మాను కొంచెం చిన్నగా మాట్లాడమ్మా. సారీ, జస్ట్ మై మదర్ టాకింగ్. ఐమ్ ట్రైయింగ్ టు టెల్ హర్ టు టాక్ మోర్ క్వైట్లీ, బట్ ఐ గెస్ షీస్ నాట్ హియరింగ్ మీ. ఓకే, బ్యాక్ టు ద గేమ్. పుట్ దమ్ ఆన్ రాంగ్ గేమ్ ఇయర్ఫోన్స్. సారీ అబౌట్ దిస్, బట్ ఐ విల్ షో ద హార్డ్ డిఫికల్టీ నౌ. ఐ థింక్ ఐ వాంట్ టు షో ద స్కానింగ్
మీడియం హార్డ్.
ఓకే, హార్డ్
స్పీచ్ మోడ్ ఆఫ్.
Anyway, I love this music. Oh, it's too bad the music vanishes when the game is paused. I'd like to open this game and pause it and listen to the music. The music is fantastic. The music adds so much to the game. And yeah, that is me. How come I'm so unlucky today? Oh, it's a fire, you gotta jump those. No, what? My apparel key must have bugged. No way. Hold on. I haven't turned sleep mode on instead of speech mode off.
Speech mode talk. No selection.
What? In the world?
Caps lock on. No selection.
Wait,
caps
why
lock
is
off.
He doing this? Why won't it turn sleep mode on? Anyway.
Speech mode off.
I guess it's the best. Oh no, I chose easy by accident. Now I'm just having to guess around the menus. Great. Let me test my apparel key. It's working fine now. But yeah, like I may have said before, my keyboard is starting to glitch a bit more nowadays. I don't know why I'm jumping. I just prefer jumping to walking for whatever reason. After this, I will actually try a no footsteps run. Oh. Okay, I just avoided that.
Slow down.
Nice.
Slow down.
Nice, double nice.
Speed up.
Oh, no, not nice. Not nice. Okay, it's a rope. There's a huge canyon. Okay, I caught the rope. And I did it, yes. Yes. Nice. I don't know what your player is doing. Well, please also what? Oh, it's electric. You're jumping at you. Not nice. No idea what in the world that is. But for anyone who's played Tomb Hunter, that sounds a bit like a spike. Oh god. No.
More jump time.
Yes. Oh, whatever. My super speed abilities are making it hard for me to get items. Watch me going. What in the... Nothing sounds like...
Extra points.
No! No!
Speech mode. Speak. You died by falling into a pit or canyon at 21,966 with a confidence level...
Oh wow, this music is even better.
You died by falling into a pit or canyon at 21,966 with a confidence level of 34.
Okay.
You get 9 points through this run for a total of 80. Runner main.
Okay. Play. What I will do now.
Learn stats. Options.
As promised.
Options. Do not play steps. Automatic. Do not play steps. Options menu. Play step sounds.
Automatic.
Do not play log. Go back.
Turn that
runner
off.
Play.
Oh,
select
God.
Easy.
And I will play on easy this one.
Speech mode off.
At least just means I get to listen to this excellent music. Yep, no footsteps.
speed up.
Oh. No. I don't want to speed up. I want to slow down. See, because I don't hear my footsteps, I have no way of judging. This is an empty. This is a door without a switch. Well, I'm playing on easy. Whoa. This game just feels so hard without footsteps. Oh, blaster. I'm not gonna use that. See, right now I can't use a blaster ever because now I can't count how far I'm going and how fast I'm going.
Speed up.
Nice. I mean, not nice.
Slow down.
Very nice.
Extra points.
Nice. I don't care about points since I can't send my score. What is that thing? Now I'm interested. Because none of this is mentioned in the readme what that thing is.
Slow down.
Very nice. But again, I can't tell. Oh! These are the kind of things that you can't jump until. Okay.
Speech mode. Learn game sound. Stats.
I honestly think that's it because I don't know what else to do.
Look. Stat. Options. Register. Endless runner has been ran a total of 1,500. Exit.
But yeah, that's that game.
Endless runner window. Items view list. Runner.exe 8 of sounds. Runner.exe. Desktop list. Games shortcut 26 of OBS 26.1.0. OBS 2.
So I hope you enjoyed that. And I know this game without footsteps is kind of hard. One more thing though, I believe this could be wrong, that in chaos difficulty you take 2 steps per every 1 step. So yeah, that should be insanity. If I ever register, I might make a video with chaos difficulty without footsteps. And I might do a few runs of that. I don't know. I'll see. But that will be pure and simple insanity. So, yeah. Hope you enjoyed this video. And as always, thanks for listening.